Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh,
you're in the madhouse now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ahoy, matey! This episode comes to you courtesy of the Man Grate. Man Grates are the grill enhancement system that are 100% cast iron and 100% made in America. Click the Man Grate banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com for the 1999 holiday special. Revolutionize the way you grill with the Man Grate. And now, let us begin.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Christmas time all over the world, so it's a great time to take your taste buds south of the border with this Yuletide offering from our friends to the south. It's Sister Kathy's Caliente Empanadas con Carne, which translated means soupy fish broth with gin. Start by straining 120 ounces of fresh turnip cider into a cast iron aquarium. Set on medium-low heat in your neighbor's house and abandon it. Julienne 3 baby carrots, 2 clams, 19 poinsettia leaves, and a corduroy pillow. Reassemble them with Scotch brand tape and soak in a pint and a half of Lucerne brand yak's milk.
Yak.
Take this opportunity to open a jar of delicious Francesco Rinaldi pasta shells, stuffed with ricotta, basil, and shards of glass. Bring to a boil 2 gallons of salted Deer Springs water. Here's a helpful tip. If potable water is scarce, use the saline solution from discarded breast implants. The taste will surprise you and your guests. Now prepare your roux. Melt 2 tablespoons of Angina brand lard in a 2-quart saucier.
What brand lard?
Angina brand.
Oh, it's the best.
Add Reese's signature ham glaze, Tetra fish flakes.
From the top.
Add Reese's signature ham glaze, Tetra fish flakes, white pepper, black pepper, Dr. Pepper, Sergeant Pepper, and crumbled Zesta saltine crackers to taste. Cook on low heat until it's all gone. Add Welch's grape jelly, 2 bricks of Philadelphia cream cheese, 400 grams of diced goat brisket, 140 tablespoons of smoked pimentos, and a walrus tusk. Tenderize with explosives and then make into a paste with an antique coffee grinder. Pour into Y.A. Tittle's football helmet and garnish with
Kraft Baby Marshmallows.
Serve immediately with artesian breads and satanic religious artifacts. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
Oh, it's delicious. I'm so glad Sister Kathy shared that with us, Oscar. Yeah. But know what? It's time now. We have to go to the phone.
Telefono.
We don't normally pull the curtain back like this.
Is this your princess phone?
This is not my princess phone. This is the actual studio phone because we're supposed to have a guest today.
Oh, really?
And
I love guests.
He did us wrong.
Oh.
I hope he answers. I'm not pleased, by the way. We have paper on this guy.
Nah.
Usually picks up after the third ring. Oh.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh.
Are you...
Well, that didn't work. I don't know. It's just a little lower.
Nick?
Just touch it.
What? What is he doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Nick!
Hello?
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, it's Robin Oscar from
the Show.
Hey, bud.
That was feeble.
What time is it?
We'll get to that in a minute.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is with his first contracted appearance on the show for this Christmas season.
Jesus.
2 weeks right. before the holiday, here is Santa Claus.
Yeah, give me one minute, a second, please.
Sure, right. sure.
Yeah, he wants me to do the Christmas. I don't know, the radio station. The nothing radio station. All right, I'll be back for you. All right. Hey, is this the radio station? This is the radio station, right?
Radio show, yeah.
Yeah, yeah radio show.
Are
yeah,
you alone?
Yeah, just 1 minute, 1 second,
oh, okay,
please.
He needs a moment.
You want me to... I can't help what I'm going to say. I'm going to just leave the dog over there. I'm going to be fine. Please don't leave. Please don't leave. Okay, real quick.
Everything
right?
okay, Santa?
Yeah, whoa, yeah. Whoa. I'm exhausted.
How about a nice ho-ho-ho to get things started?
Ho-ho-ho. It's Santa Claus, yeah. Yeah, Santa's here.
Well, that's the problem.
All the little boys and girls have been fine. Let me put my glasses
See,
on.
See, that's the problem, Claus. Santa
Greetings
Claus is not here.
Okay, I hear this. I got it. This is...
No, we have a contract. You're supposed to be on the 11th day of December.
Yeah, I know.
2 weeks out. You're supposed to be in studio.
This is the 11th, right?
Yeah, 2 weeks out.
What time we got? We got about 11
yeah,
in the morning?
Like quarter to 11 Eastern Standard Time.
Hello to TMOS.
No,
hello to TMOS.
No, it's the Michael Mara Show.
Yeah, whatever.
No, it's not whatever.
Okay. Don't yell, man. It's Christmas time.
Okay, you
it's
signed,
Christmas time.
You
don't
signed,
yell.
You signed your name.
No need for yelling at Christmas time.
You signed your name, and you said 2 weeks out you would be in studio with us.
Yeah, I sure did. So, but I'm not, and it ain't going to happen, and it is what it is.
Santa.
Yeah. Hello.
I get it together here.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Whatever.
We can cancel a check at any moment.
Okay. All right. I'm perking up now.
Yeah.
You're talking my language, pal.
Oh, no.
Have you been following the advice that the doctor gave you?
Oh, that's crap.
What do you mean?
I'm not going to go in to an unskilled North Pole physician.
Is he an
and
elf?
Have a section of my stomach removed.
Is it an
It's
elf?
Not going to happen, so just deal with that. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Is it an elf doctor?
Yeah. Well, you know.
Tell me about the visit.
They're brilliant, most of them.
The elves?
But, yeah, not the big stuff, of course, but no, they do. They work, you know, here's a secret you don't know.
That's right. This is everybody, if you're just joining us, this is Santa Claus. Yes.
If you have a child with a medical condition, the elves are flown in secretly to do the surgery because of their little doll hands.
Little red noses?
Like that Kristen Wiig character's hands.
Oh, yeah, the little
guys. Little baby doll hands. Right. That's what it is. They have little hands, great fingers, though.
Fascinating.
Very, very skilled, people, and they're very skilled, very talented. They like to, yeah, they're good people by and large. It's just my own personal health, and I'm not going to go have a section of my stomach removed when my stomach brings me most of my pleasure.
Where are you going
to? I was saying to some guy the other day, I said, you know, for Christ's sake, I'm not going to go to the goddamn hospital for, you know, it's about November, for Christ's sake, and just not be able to. What am I supposed to do? What if something goes wrong? Who the hell's going to be taking my deal?
How about
so
in January?
I said the other day, I said, he said,
Santa,
to me, well, what are you going to do?
Santa.
I can't help but, huh? What?
How about in January when the dust settles?
Yeah.
You go to Hopkins.
Would I love to? You got. How about this? How about you send me your credit card, huh?
Wait. Does the North Pole give you a HMO or PPO?
HMO all the way. I gotta go. Yeah. I gotta talk to who's that guy? Jack Frost.
Oh,
I gotta talk.
Oh,
to
he
Jack
runs
Frost.
Personnel.
He runs the HMO. Yeah. He's my primary care provider.
Right now, is he an
He's my PCP, Jack Frost.
Is he a? Is he an elf?
I have to go down there, and you know he loves that finger, his that ice cold finger.
Oh yeah. God!
I mean, really, it's just like all you want to know what my last visit was.
Yeah,
I'll take you through. I'll do some sound effects for you. Okay.
It's a win.
Oh, your prostate is normal.
Oh, Mr.
Okay.
Close.
Okay. Huh? Okay. Do I have to do any more for you? Hey,
no,
I'm not asking you to start yet.
Okay.
I'm winging it right
you
now.
See, the
I
thing
do
is,
this for 45 minutes.
Where are you? You're supposed to be here.
Where am I? Okay, let's look out the window. I am. I know where I am. I am in New York City.
Oh,
I am
really?
In New York City.
Really? Why are you there? What brings you there?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know. I know. I know that I am here. I know that I'm supposed to be there. I apologize
Where's Mrs. Claus?
Where's Mrs. Claus? Where's Mrs. Claus? Oh, she's right here with me. She's in bed, lying next to me. killing me! Oh my
someone
god!
Someone just left.
She's back at home. Oh well, someone did leave.
Was that
someone? Someone went out to, let's just say, a friend of Santa's left to get a pack of smokes for Santa. That's exactly what happened. Okay, let's not push it.
You're not supposed to be smoking anymore. Not
say,
even the pipe.
Come again?
You're not supposed to be smoking anymore.
Speaking of that, I wonder when she's going to get back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world,
Susie.
Susie.
Susie, where are you?
Susie.
Right down. You know you shouldn't run around in other people's houses. You know better than that.
But this is my house, Mommy. The one I asked Mr. Kringle for. It is. I know it is. My room upstairs is just like I knew it would be. Oh, you were right, Mommy. Mommy told me if things don't turn out just the way you want them to the first time, you still got to believe. And I kept believing, and you were right, Mommy. Mr. Kringle is Santa Claus.
Where are you going?
To see if there's a swing.
You told her that?
I never really doubted you. It was just my silly common sense.
It even makes sense to believe in me now. I must be a pretty good lawyer. I'd take a little old man and legally prove to the world that he's Santa Claus. Now, you know that...
Oh, no, it can't be. It must have been left here by the people that moved out.
Maybe. Maybe I didn't do such a wonderful thing after all.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, here's Mike.
Live from Studio 1K at the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide over 21 million times, and we are powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
You know, Mike, it's this time of year with the holidays.
Yes.
I miss Kelly.
I don't. Today is Wednesday, December 11, 2013, and we are brought to you by The Man Grate.
Oh, yeah.
What is The Man Grate, you ask?
Okay.
No, I'm not going to do that
not
again.
Dom DeLuise?
Not after Santa. What is The Man Grate, you ask? Well, they're 100% made in America cast iron grilling grates. Now, you might say to yourself, hey, The Man Grate, it's a great Christmas gift, but, you know, this is something you use during the summer, during the grilling season. Or you could be like Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Yes.
Yeah, and you could take your man grates out of the box on Christmas morning. You could take two beautiful pieces of meat. I recommend a New York strip steak. And you could put those man grates in your oven.
Yes.
And use them with your broiler. And Pony says they come out perfectly every time. Do they not, Pony?
They are delicious.
I've done this, too. This is a great way to use them.
It's a really, really terrific way to use the man grate. Just another way. But primarily, people use them on their grills, but you can put them in your oven as well. Men's Health Magazine called them one of the best grilling accessories that money can buy. And you know what?
What?
Man grates are the perfect gift this holiday season for your husband, your dad, even yourself. And I would love that experiment. It's an experiment I have not done yet. I have not put my man grates in the oven, and I would love to do that with
a steak. Keep an eye on it.
Let's do it at the Christmas party after we drink a lot.
I think that's a terrific idea. Well, you know, I've always
probably
believed
long time
as far as home, in the home, next to grilling, broiling a steak is the best way to cook a steak.
It's fantastic. Easy.
And each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with a limited edition TMOS branded grilling brush.
It's so great that you bring this up, and there's
something
I want to share, and I don't want to get too inside.
Right.
But ever since I got my Man Grate grill brush, there is not a part on my body that I can no longer itch. I can reach everywhere now.
That's lovely. Again, that's the Man Grate grill enhancement
system.
Never
been happier.
Order today at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holidays ever. Well, welcome, Snowmageddon, the day after.
Something playing?
So, hello? Oh, that's me.
I was wondering what was happening.
That's what I was trying to play.
I was like, is that 3D sound?
That was my...
Did we upgrade?
Surround,
Yeah, because I feel it, and then I hear it.
The first podcast in 7-1.
Now, why didn't it work when I was doing it as Santa?
It was actually working the entire time.
It was?
It was. I heard it then.
What were you playing?
I didn't hear it. I know that you knew.
What? What were you playing?
Just something off my playlist to like pretend that Santa had music on in the background. I don't want to pull back the curtain too far.
It worked really well.
We're fresh off the bit.
Fresh off the bit.
We're fresh off the bit.
I was like, this is interesting.
I don't want to do that right
events.
Now. Okay, so that just suffice to say it's turned off and we can move on with
it.
So
it's like the third wall of broadcasting.
Yes. Certainly fourth. We pull a lot of the walls down all the time to let people know what's going on.
Oh, the walls come a tumbling down.
You know what I'd like to pull down? I'd like to pull down the not only the American meteorologist,
meteorologists that work in this market, but all the minions, all the minions of nervous Marylanders and Northern Virginians that drink the Kool-Aid and continue to drink the Kool-Aid after they screw the forecast.
Oh, yeah. They never say they're wrong.
Can you believe I yesterday said they blew it again?
Snow.
I really.
It was so much fun to do a morning show, though.
It was
no, not really.
Here's the thing.
I loved it.
I don't know. Well, to be honest with you, I'm up at 11 o'clock last night, and I go through the fire drill of calling Oscar and calling Rob and talking to everybody and making arrangements to get everybody to come in here.
Night.
A couple of nights ago.
Yeah, the night before the blizzard.
Because the forecast told me, in no uncertain terms, that we were going to be in the power strip,
the
of
eye
snow.
Of the storm.
We were going to
power
get
power strip, surge protector.
We were going to get the 3 to 6 inches of snow, and really more likely 6 inches.
Yeah,
that's what the forecasters told me.
Right.
So I planned accordingly. Now, during the show yesterday, I woke up and they said it was going to arrive at dawn. This is the first time. Every ding you hear will be when they're wrong.
Okay.
It did not arrive at daybreak. It did not. It was snowing when it was pitch dark out.
True.
It was dark. It had come in early, but it looked at that point like it was really going to be something significant.
Gangbusters.
And
yeah.
That's when I called Rob and I made a big deal. I said, "Have you left yet?" And then I checked with Oscar. I said, "Have you left yet?" I was concerned because based on the forecast, I thought that we were going to get a tremendous amount of snow. And 4 to 6 inches in D.C.
It's a lot.
Is a lot of snow to deal with. And once everybody was here, it was perfectly cool. I was glad, and I just wanted to get the show done so that I could send you guys on your merry way, and everything would be fine. Well, once again, we got maybe 1.75 inches of snow here in Manassas.
And I want you
we
to
didn't
know,
get, we maybe got 2 inches.
I want you to know, I do not blame you. I blame the forecasters. But what we did by altering our plan, our show plan, based on what the forecasters said,
right.
All we did was guarantee the fact that during the 1 hour that it was snowing the worst,
yes.
That's when Oscar and I were on the roads.
Yeah, that's when you traveled
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
That's when it was the most intense. So I am pissed, and I get on Facebook
you should be.
To just vent after the show. Because the other thing, and this is the little boy in me, was I wanted to have like 4 or 5 inches of snow so I could finally, after all these years,
it's the curse.
Yeah.
Repay my neighbors. I was going to plow my sidewalk.
You blow everybody.
I was going to spend the whole day blowing.
Yeah.
And I was going to, my neighbor.
Get yourself some chapstick and go out there.
My bestest
go crazy.
Neighbor, my bestest neighbor, Richard.
Saw him yesterday.
Who, who is a kind of a late day guy. That's when they get roaring. And Richard's not a morning. No, I don't think it's because he drinks.
No.
He's out in his yard all the time.
Of course,
I was going to do it for him early in the morning, like right after you guys left, and I was looking forward to it. And it just, once again, ended up. Now, that's
quickly, who was going to get sloppy seconds?
Yeah, who's going to be the second neighbor?
Probably my buddy Mike down
here. Really?
Yeah, probably Mike.
Would you blow yourself first?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
You blow your neighbors.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Because he's got to get out.
See, that's really, really stretched in finding that innuendo, isn't it? Really working hard on that one.
Do you mean there's something?
You just got it.
That's terrific. Really doing that. Yeah. We did the blow humor yesterday, too, as well.
Oh,
so
well, we're having fun.
And here's the thing. I
didn't.
No, I'm still pissed.
I bet.
So what bothered me was not the fact that traditionally, as they always do, they overhype the forecast. But I pop on the local NBC affiliate.
WRC?
They are, on a continual basis, showing video of the snow when it was coming down, when it was dark.
Are they indicating, well, if it's dark, then you know it's taped.
My point is, they've blown the forecast. They've lied and conjured again. They've screwed it up. Once again, my theory always has been, this is no accident. This is a rating spike like no other rating spike they had. So they want to create this urgency. And you've got these field reporters that are out there. It's 2 inches of snow.
Almost nothing.
It's 2 inches of snow. And they're going, now, Chuck Bell, the king douche, was out there and he's got
hail the king.
He's got a yardstick. He's got a yardstick. Now, if you go on the grassy surfaces, it's going to be a little deeper.
The grass is cheating.
Because you can dig it into the ground.
The dirt. Yeah, on the grass, we've got 15 inches of snow as I push the stick.
And then you've
got
to say, hey, it's really coming down here. It's still coming down. No, it's not coming down. It was never coming down. It didn't come down. It was not a snowstorm. storm. It was not even a snow event. It was a dusting. Really, it was a small dusting of snow.
For the 90 minutes that we were here doing the show yesterday.
And we turned our world upside down to make sure that you guys got in here.
Right.
I was worried about you guys driving in 5 inches of snow because around here, that can be difficult.
But the show must go on. We did it.
Yeah, you did it. But the point is, I felt like I did something I never said I would do.
What's that?
I bought into the hype at 11 o'clock the night before yesterday.
But you know why you did?
I bought into the hype and I was so guilty.
No, you are not guilty. You are innocent because the only thing you're guilty of is looking out for us. And yeah, that's right. Really what it
yeah.
was about.
Yeah, I mean, it's
someone
it's,
had to.
It's the truth, but the guilt comes from, you know, the fact that my commute, as it was so frequently pointed out to me on Facebook yesterday,
oh.
my short commute.
Did and I sorry, miss that?
And for those of you that, well, yeah, you missed it because it was deleted, friend blocked.
Oh.
You know,
oh,
unfriend, delete, block.
Oh, what happened? Yeah, give me a play-by-play.
Hey, Mike, I guess there wasn't a lot of snow on your commute, that kind of stuff. It's like, bam, 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 you're out of here. So long.
It's not even funny.
I put up on Facebook, I put up something along the lines of, oh, shut up, Rob.
You can trip and fall on the stairs. Anything can happen.
You think it's hysterical.
A lot of accidents happen
on the home. A lot of people on Facebook.
It was an icy walkway.
Bathtub.
Let me see how I articulated it. I will go back to my Facebook page, and I will try to share with you why not only was I frustrated, but then I felt abandoned by everybody. Because everybody was like he is and like you are and like my wife is. I'm aware of this. I'm the only one that got really upset about the fact that they screwed up this forecast.
Well,
it's because I was the one that called everybody.
You
in.
Bought into it.
I totally bought
it. You bought into it. Like and you know what? I don't ever believe we're ever going to have snow until I see it stacked up on the ground. Because now it's been, what, 3 years since we've had anything?
The curse,
decent?
The blower curse.
Ever since I bought the snow blower. And yesterday I thought that the...
remains intact.
Now, the last of a post that I wrote yesterday was capital letters, not blowable.
I did see that.
72 comments that. For that. I haven't even read them yet. I'm really excited about that. But a very, very, very funny post.
That's
about
a window into your soul.
That has Rob Spiewak on the Sgt. Pepper album cover. That is about the funniest thing.
Do you have handy the name of the guy who did that Photoshop?
Well, sometimes they pass along, but I think it's Kevin.
I believe so.
Kevin DeSormo.
I screamed when I saw it. It was so unexpected because I just saw a thumbnail of it, and it's the album cover for the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. He's replaced every face on the cover with a picture of my face.
Oh, that's sweet.
And it's very, very funny. So thank you, Kevin. It's so appreciated.
So I write yesterday at about 9:46, once we are, you know, starting to see signs of blue sky here in Manassas, another BS forecast, they blew it again, and suddenly they turn on me. And incidentally,
Facebook Nation turns on
you know, not everybody.
FB Nation?
There were some supporters, but by and large it was, I don't know what you're talking about. You're wrong.
What?
You're wrong. No, yeah. Yeah, people actually bought
into tangible,
the hype.
What tangible proof do they have? The fact is that the roads were dry when I drove
home
yesterday.
Bone dry.
Hey, buddy. Now, here's a guy that writes something, and this is the way it should be expressed. I have multiple criticisms of social networking.
The problems are multifold.
They're multifold. They are multifold. The way people do this, first of all, if you send me a message on my own thread and you say, it's snowing here. You stupid F. I don't know where here is because you are so narcissistic and your world is so like beyond one inch beyond your stupid fat face that you don't know what here is.
It's
people know where
here.
I do this show from.
Snowing here.
God, it killed me. Now, the guy
now, would
wrote,
you ever care enough?
Only got rain in Durham. Okay, you're in Raleigh, Durham. That's just rain. That's now I know where you live. Thanks
would you
for
ever
sharing,
like
pal.
Click through to see where the person lives? Like find out where they
could
are.
Do
you
that.
Could do that,
right? And another guy. This is late on today.
Do that.
Somebody writes, 5 inches of rain. Stupid Southern Maryland Peninsula. That's great.
That's a good.
That
post.
Tells me exactly where you are.
Do
you and
want
it gives me
latitude
that.
And longitude.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Here's David Jewell. Mike, come on, man. This has been the story of D.C. metro weather for decades. I remember when you guys were still on WAVA and they called for snow and nothing, and then there was the infamous screw job of Veterans Day 1989. So he kind of agrees with me. So he's
what is the screw job of Veterans Day 89?
Probably a snowstorm
a
that was
blizzard.
Predicted and they didn't get it.
Wow.
No.
I wasn't worried. I got to the point, if they said snow, I wasn't worried, but if they said probably rain, I knew we'd get screwed over badly. You guys need to go back to... cutting fingers off of weather people. Okay, that's one of my people.
I do remember that.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
This sounds like a lot of fun so far.
There is probably, it's 80-20. It's the 20% that really just drove
But they
me.
Really got under your craw.
They
the
really
Trip Affleck of your world?
It's like, you're wrong, Mike. Yeah. Well, Trip is a contrarian, so Trip will like to go to battle, and we'll get to you on the show also
the
today.
Day.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
he going swinging?
We'll get to Oscar because that's part of the show. Now I have to get it on the show.
Okay, good.
Because the fact is, I've determined, at least on social networking, what Oscar cares about. Doesn't care about people.
No.
Doesn't care about pets.
No.
He cares about products.
No.
Product?
He cares
care
about products.
The environment.
He cares about... That's not true.
That's not true.
See, you're the iPhone guy, too.
Yeah.
And you're the Tesla guy. So anyway, I can't bring them up here.
Non-recycling because, environmentalist.
Well, it's too hard in my building.
It was truly amazing, and my Facebook app is not working.
You should silence your phone,
Facebook
too.
Is, so
just
thank
like
you.
Your phone's not
Let's
working
do that.
Really well.
All right, very good.
All right. It's funny when you call Trip a contrarian, isn't it?
Well, I mean, if you're keeping track at home, Mike was playing music during the opening of his show, and then Mike left his phone on, and then Mike...
Why don't you bite me, Oscar?
Mike went to the horrible Facebook post, and they're all positive.
All right, so I have...
Well, obviously he deleted the ones
clearly
that he hated.
They were clearly, blind.
I have my Facebook
my
Facebook post, and then I've got 35 comments.
Okay,
all right. I don't have previous comments there. That's how many comments I'm able
man.
To get. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, let me see. Can I ask you if you don't mind?
Yeah.
But you've got an issue with your Facebook account in general.
Now it's creeping into
phone
as well.
Oh, no, it is.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's creeping into
He's
the phone.
He's absolutely right.
Yeah, that's what I want for Christmas is somebody to fix my Facebook account. That's all I want for Christmas.
He can get to claws
this
about
is sad.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
How about on your pad?
So that's how it works.
How about on your tablet, I should say? When I say pad, people likely will think feminine hygiene.
No, it's iPad.
It's iPad.
Or tablet.
Or tablet.
First of all, there's the speed of the app on the iPad.
Well, it moves like wickedly fast.
Now we have
Zoom.
Like incredible speed here in the studio.
Yeah.
And there, that's how.
Oh, it's going to ask you to sign in.
That's it. Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, sign in.
Well, we'll do that.
Everybody later. Turn away. Don't see his password. Don't get a tight shot of his fingers, Matt.
Mike.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to work on the Facebook thing for you.
For Christmas?
And no, in 2014. Too much is going on right now.
Do you think the risk reward is good for working on his Facebook?
Oh, I think that's positive. Definitely positive. Definitely more reward.
How long do you think you're going to hold that there before he grabs it?
Like 20 minutes. I felt like forever. My arm's getting tired.
Yeah, it said I had the incorrect password.
Oh, no. It's really a golden day.
Yeah. Does that mean we have to take a break?
It's going to be a good time to do it. Maybe reset.
All right, we'll be right back. I really hate you, too.
No. It's mostly him.
It's really him. So when I got four comments from the 35, I can't bring up the ones. I will give you the synopsis that people were just saying, we got a lot here. Oh, you're wrong, Mike. No, I wasn't wrong.
No.
They blew the forecast. And if you live in Clarksburg, Maryland, lick my bag.
Yeah, and good
because
for you.
Because you are not relevant to where our little strip of the world was here.
Further.
And you know where I live. You were north, and that's where you got it.
They thought Leesburg was going to get hit so hard that Mike Seidel from the Weather Channel was actually in Leesburg.
They sent him there.
They sent him there. You know what we got? An inch.
Oh, you only got an inch?
About, yeah.
Really?
Nothing.
So they screwed it everywhere, and then they
By the time I got home yesterday at 10 o'clock, the kids are sledding on the one good hill in my neighborhood, and it's brown and green. Because all the snow is gone and made mud, and the grass is exposed.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
It's so bad looking.
It was really...
You walk home and just dirty up the house.
Yeah, big mud guy.
As opposed to coming out and saying... you're never going to get them saying that. We missed the forecast, and we apologize for that. You know, you shut down the city of Washington, which in no way needed to be shut down.
No.
The federal government didn't need to be shut down. No. None of that needed to happen yesterday. And
school
they,
was canceled.
And schools didn't need to be canceled.
For 2 days in a row. They had Monday off, Tuesday off, two-hour delay
that
today.
That is awesome.
And as Carrie said on...
Creates kind of a culture of zero productivity, don't you think?
As Carrie said on her Facebook wall yesterday, there better be school tomorrow because the kids are driving me ape-ass.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. They're out of their minds. They got nothing to do.
What was frustrating to me was usually I would think that there that people would believe, but I guess if you were in a pocket of an area where you got, you know, I just look at the forecast. Yeah. I look at where the counties are. I said yesterday that I would announce my least favorite weather forecast.
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
And ladies and gentlemen, here it is. You'll be very surprised at this. Sue Palka.
Ooh.
I thought you used to hold her in pretty high regard.
No, I don't. I don't because she put up a
map. You don't like
a
taller woman?
She put up a map like on Monday night.
Yeah.
A map that really looked like I could have done it with crayon. With absolutely no. And here's where we're
Tucker
going to get
helped
there.
Her with it.
And now here's what they do. They love to show you that big kind of cartoon circle of blue
yes.
where you're going to get the snow. And you don't. When you're really conjuring. You know what you're going to do with that?
What?
You're not going to even zoom in. Now, a map is a map.
You know what else they do when they do that? When they do temperatures, there's 50 names of cities on the map.
Right.
But when there's the snow projection map.
There's nothing.
No. You can barely see the Maryland-Virginia border.
Because they don't want to, they don't want to call anybody.
It's a view from space.
And they don't show the borders.
No.
They don't
no.
show the borders at all. You no. just have this giant map, and there weren't any towns. There was D.C.
Looked like
and
then spin art.
Yes. Looked like Spirograph. It was ridiculous. So they all conjure. They all lie. And I guess the moral of the story is I'm not going to buy into it, and you're all on your own.
Good.
Next really? Time we get one, just
Excellent.
Get here. Make it here. Make it
I
here.
I always figured
show,
we'd get here.
Show tapes at 10:30.
Yeah.
We tape at 10:30.
Perfect.
I don't care if it's Armageddon. No, I do it again.
The morning show was fun, though.
It was fun to come in during.
We had a whole day to do things.
It was fun. And but you know,
so maybe we could examine earlier start times in the next year.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, you know, after the dust settles and I get over the fact that they have conjured again
sure.
and that the hype machine is gone, and Angie, I apologize. I love you, Angie Goff.
Beautiful.
Because Angie sent me a little note yesterday. Mike, harsh with a little smiley face.
Oh, really?
Never for you, darling.
That's right.
Never harsh for you.
You were just killing her coworkers?
I was killing her coworkers.
Yeah. Oh.
I was focusing on NBC.
You know what? You just keep That's it real.
You just keep it real. You have to keep it real.
Yeah, you had to
That's
ring,
why I keep my phone off.
You had to ring that Chuck
Every day,
bell.
You DB.
Hey, you know what? Something just occurred to me with all this excitement.
What?
Don't we have a commercial?
Oh, yeah.
Just thought.
I'm sorry.
That's quite all right.
Christmas time is here. I'm a little worked up.
I know.
And it's a great time, fun time, to change up your time. Change your look for the holidays, won't you, please? Just switching out of your glasses can give you a fresh new look for all of your holiday events. That's why the time is now to go to aclens.com. We have multiple listeners that have sent us messages indicating that they have saved a bundle with aclens.com. A
lot of money, yeah.
And you can go to your regular ophthalmologist, and you can get your new prescription, and then you can send that prescription to AC Lens. And even with progressive lenses and bifocals and all those things, they can do it for you.
You know what's even easier is on the side of your contact lens box, your prescription's there.
Yeah, it's
just
there.
Write it down and send it into AC Lens
it's
and save
terrific.
Some money. Yeah.
Easy and convenient because they're online and it's going to save you money. Sunglasses make a great gift also. ACLens.com offers a wide variety of brands from the well-known like Ray-Ban and Oakley to up-and-comers like Superdry, Zubug, and Proof. You can't go wrong because every purchase at AC Lens has a 365-day guarantee and every purchase is secure online. Or you can also call them at 888-248-LENS. That's 888-248-LENS. Remember, 20% off all orders and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses when you use our code TMOS20 and free returns on everything. Go to aclens.com, click on the microphone, and enter the promo code TMOS20. That's TMOS20. And remember, some exemptions apply. See the site for details.
You are worked up, and I think I know why. Because it's only 2 weeks away.
God, I haven't done anything.
I know.
What am I going to do?
14 days for Christmas shopping. 14 days to fill the stocking.
Right. Hi there.
He's coming up.
Hola.
How are you? Hi there. Hello there.
Ni hao.
Hi there. Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
Oh, he's hammered.
Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
I got an email from a guy about those jingles.
Right.
Their year 1952 from a company that started sending recorded music to radio stations during a musician's strike. That's how old it is. And they are a New York-based company, so you're dead on with him trying to hide that accent. Hi there.
Hi there. The way he does it. For all you amateur dialecticians out there that aren't going to be able to make it to the camp this summer, let me tell you how it works.
Do you still do it?
Oh, yeah, I do the impressionist
But you don't
camp.
Still do it at Meriwether Post, do
no,
you?
No, what I don't do is I don't publicize it.
Well, I think that's...
You know, really.
Well, you don't need to.
Every Memorial
Day. Sells out every year.
See, for years, Oscar.
Sells out every year. And
Memorial Day weekend, he would rent out Meriwether Post Pavilion, serve a hot breakfast, and do Mike O'Mara's little Lil, L-I apostrophe L, Lil Impressionist camp.
No, it, well, I think the brain is a sponge. It's why about a year ago, we started capping off at six years old. And so it's anywhere from toddler two to six, a 4-year window, because I think that the brain is a sponge.
It is. That's the motto. It's on the back of every shirt.
When you see a five-year-old who masters the dialect of Jackie Mason, it is just special.
A lot of people think that kids can only do impressions of other kids.
Yeah.
But no, Mike has them do many people from the annals of showbiz.
Oh, it's great.
Well,
I had this 5-year-old.
They got the greats, right?
Well, you get prodigies every three or 4 years. Yeah. I had a prodigy
favorites,
last year.
Really.
Little kid named Timmy. And I remember Timmy one day, I guess his father or his mother were late with the pickup at Meriwether Post. And I walked over. I said, where's your mom? Where's your mom or dad? Are they going to pick you up? She said, they're always late. They're always doing these different things. It's always crazy. I don't know. Mom's supposed to pick me up. Dad's supposed to pick me up. They don't communicate. It's always crazy with the sugar.
He was a great Lil impression.
Where's he now?
I had
Juilliard?
No, he passed.
No, he did not.
No, I'm kidding.
That's not funny.
The little kid died?
No, he did.
No, he did not. No. And don't you spotlight it.
Jesus. That's so sad.
Are you guys going to be incorrigible all the way through the holiday? Am I going to be like the bad teacher, like all the way? That's
no, you're
gonna
fine.
Can we get how I got trolled on Facebook?
How you got trolled?
Can we get to that?
Oh, yeah.
Trip Affleck trolled me. He basically made me get on Facebook and do what I never want to do is fight back.
Okay, here it is. I wrote this down, and how did I put this? Let's see here. What Oscar cares about?
Okay.
And I wrote, not people, not pets, products. Oscar says to me more than any other thing. Well, he gives me constant advice. Constant patronizing advice.
Don't do this. Oscar's world.
Don't get ahead of yourself. Don't leave your phone turned off.
Oscar's world.
But one of the biggest things Oscar says, don't do that. Don't interact with people.
Yeah.
Don't get people. Well, the fact is, Oscar knows how to stay out of the fray.
What he says often, don't give them the satisfaction.
Don't
You're
give them
better
the satisfaction.
Than
that. Well, Oscar plunges into this heated exchange on Facebook because there was finally something he cared about.
Yeah.
And that was the Tesla automobile. Because
a car he doesn't even own yet.
Because the
can't afford that car.
First of all, the right thinking Trip Affleck.
Yes.
Posted something on Facebook about this
great American,
this developer, this
my good name,
this owner of Tesla, who's just a carny.
Another thing about a Trip is a lot of people are a veteran, and I want to say, Trip, thank you for your service.
Is Trip a veteran?
He is.
Thank you for your service.
Did he actually fight or push paper?
I think he was in the Navy.
Now, this is Rob's wheelhouse, where Rob will be able to tell you what color his hair is.
I don't.
What he's wearing today. What
I don't
car
know
he
exactly
drives.
What he what his rank or his position was.
Right.
But he was a military guy, and I thank him for his service.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's terrific. Well, we appreciate
trying
that.
To build your side of the story, Mike.
So Trip challenges Oscar's man, the Tesla guy, with his statistics.
Elon Musk.
Fire Elon Musk.
Mm, yes. You know, I'm wearing it right now.
That's true. Sounds like a man that ought to make fragrances. Yes, so you got into it with this.
Okay.
And
he caught me at a bad time.
You write these responses. You, Mr. I don't get into the fray. You take 3 hours to respond to people, and you go on and on and on and on.
To be fair, it was three responses and a copy and paste.
But one of the responses was...
Yeah, I copied and pasted from Tesla.com.
Yes, you did.
Yes.
Did you give them credit?
No, you could basically tell it was from them.
He showed his ignorance on Facebook that way because as soon as you copy and paste, everyone's going to accuse you of copying and pasting.
Right.
That's the
only time you're supposed to do that is when you wish birthday wishes.
Even I knew that, Mr. Technology. Even I knew that.
Yeah.
So I sat there and so basically what he said that we were talking about the top 10 innovations from our top 10 list on the bonus show.
Right.
And I said the Tesla automobile because it's really kind of changed the way people look at electric cars. And as far as the fires are concerned, if you look at the bigger picture when it comes to fires, this is the information that I got from a newsletter from Tesla and on a story that I read online.
Okay.
That Germany had just cleared Tesla for, really some of the problems they thought they had had. It wasn't a manufacturing design problem. And that this car company is going to be around for years to come, and I'm excited about it. That was one of the top stories in the tech world.
And now, let me stop you there. So this is, you know, it's funny because you really don't get into the fray. You don't even post a lot on Facebook normally, but this is one where you decide you want to dive in. And I'm curious
about this.
Is this because you don't even own the car, for God's sake?
No.
You want the car.
It's a disruptor is what it is.
What's a disruptor?
It's disrupting the car business for the better. It's changing the way people look at electric cars.
And once again, I believe in that. You're not answering the question why you did. Yes, I understand.
He likes the car company because it's difficult. He looks in it and sees a reflection of himself.
But my God, you'll never, you know, I would pray there would be some defense of one of us when we get into it on the show or individually.
I have personally and publicly.
Right,
I will say this, that Trip Affleck is an asshole.
That's terrible.
And I'll tell you why. Because as I got...
It's going to be a busy day on social networking sites today.
I got that message, I started reading and I said, well, I'm not going to respond to this. And I said, you know what? I am going to respond to this because someone needs to tell this man what's what.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got through my responses,
you're that man.
I realized I was doing
saying
exactly
that about a war hero.
Exactly. Hey, you don't even know what he did in the Navy.
I think I do.
What did he do?
Well, we'll talk about it.
I would point out Mr. Sorry, Affleck's cover page on his social networking site. Yeah. That is a show logo. The man that you called an a-hole has our show as his cover page.
Now that I've seen that, Mike, I stand by what I said.
Oh, no! God, you're terrible.
Trip Affleck, you're an ass.
Oh, stop it. You don't have to say that again.
But
that's not nice.
The fact that you can't see past what the electric car is doing and what Tesla's doing, I just don't understand what the big deal is, you know? And that's what I wrote afterwards. I said, we can both agree that we're passionate about vehicles and we're passionate about cars, but it would be great if we forgot about this and you got on Amazon.com through the Mike O'Mara Show and sent me a nice gift.
Or buy a Tesla through our website.
We will come back with more of this when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I was trying to find the exchange. Couldn't.
No.
It's that kind of day for me today.
Do you think he deleted it?
On social networking.
He probably was ashamed.
No, I don't think so. That it started on your page, didn't it?
No, he wrote about me.
Oh, he wrote
he
it.
He said
okay.
I was a liar.
Tagged you in a post?
Yes.
Well, you
know what, he was out to get you.
You know what you need to do now?
What?
You need, after the show, to go to Sherry's Berries and send Trip a bunch of strawberries.
Yes.
And it is best gift. Okay? All you need, Sherry's Berries, that makes everything right. Since this time of year is all about delicious holiday food, why not send an extra special holiday treat to your friends?
Hi there.
Send them to your friends, your family, your business associates, anyone you know. I've never met a person who didn't love Sherry's Berries. We love them. They're fantastic.
We fight over them.
I love the way they ship them, too, because they come in pristine. You would think, you know, frozen berries, you know, with frozen chocolate on top.
Well, it's not frozen. It's fresh.
It's fresh dipped chocolate. Right. You would think very perishable. They've got a system where they know how to send it, and they come out perfectly.
They're fantastic.
We've never received a bunch of Sherry's Berries here in the studio that were not perfect, okay?
That's right. We've never also gotten a shipment that lasted more than 20 minutes.
Yeah, usually they get in the studio. It's like,
didn't Carla come home from work for them?
Carla came home and had a couple of
Yeah,
absolutely, but not as many as she may have wanted due to her husband. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and now you're doing it? Now you're doing it.
Now I'm doing it.
Now you're doing it.
Mike, I'm on your side. I'm on your side,
Jesus
Mike.
Oh, Christ.
Don't even try.
Just type in TMOS.
Doing an impression of Oscar.
Strawberries. It's a berry code. Plus, for our listeners, double the berries for just $10 more.
That's known as doppelberries.
These are the most amazing, massive, juicy, mouth-watering strawberries dipped in white milk and dark chocolate. We've had them. We love them. We fight over them, as we are currently. There's only one way to get this special $19.99 offer. Call 866-FRUIT-02. That's a complicated one. Listen to that again. 866-FRUIT-02, or even better, visit berries.com. That's berries.com, and click on the microphone. Give us the credit, TMOS, when you order your Sherry's Berries. You got to see them. They're beautiful. Berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Don't wait. Order now.
Good stuff and good for Christmas.
So getting back to Oscar. So you choose this guy to go head-to-head with, but you're always yelling at me to do it, and I'm saying I call hypocrite Oscar Santana.
I felt like one, again, the third post in. My fourth post was the closure post when I asked him to send me a nice gift through Amazon.com.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is what Mike does. It's so taxing.
It is.
It was so taxing.
It's only taxing if you don't clearly win.
We agree with that. I was so upset yesterday. When some guy said, "You're wrong, Mike. You're wrong. Check the forecast. Got this up here. Where's here? We don't know. We got exactly. 4 inches here." And I was so, and Carla's looking at me, and Carla, this is kind of the look Carla gave me yesterday. I'm like, "You see this guy?" He's like, "I don't know what these people, they're drinking the Kool-Aid. I don't know what's going on." And Carla's looking at me, and Carla's like, Carla seriously looks at me like, and she's like, "It's okay, Mike."
She's backing away slowly with little Michael.
"It's really okay. Don't work yourself up."
You had yourself a day anyway.
I was so pissed.
Yeah, I
bet.
I was
so pissed off. So I can understand the passion, and I'm here to tell you, I agree with you when you're not getting on social networking.
I'm just human, Mike.
Flesh and bone.
I had to break.
It does work out. But Rob is right. At a certain point, it is satisfying. And the way to do it is the way Mr. Spiewak handles it, because Mr. Spiewak does it more than any of us. I can't do it now because of my limited Facebook.
What's that?
You unfriend, block, gone forever.
And it's usually accompanied
and
with...
And for tiny little offenses. I had major offenses. Like, you know, when you get on my little thread when I'm talking about forecasters,
right.
"You're wrong. We got 3.5 inches. I don't know what you're complaining about." Bam, you're gone. Okay, Mr. Dick, you're gone. You're not in my world anymore.
I usually like to preface it with a remark like, "Hope it was worth it."
Yeah.
Hey, did you block Angie Goff?
No, of course not. No, because Angie was, I was attacking Channel 4. Mm. At one point I said, "Okay, Channel 4, why don't you show another video of 30 minutes ago when it was snowing moderately?" And then that's when Angie went, Mike, harsh, smiley face.
Well, Channel 4 has always been, Channel 4 has always been the worst.
Yes.
As far as like a terroristic look at doing a forecast.
Right.
They want it to be the worst. Now, Channel 9 for a while, they were the ones that would get the most excited in the Topper and Tony Pan era.
Would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
You still have Angie's number, right?
I think so.
Call Angie today and ask her if she will come on the show tomorrow so I can personally apologize to
okay.
her.
Okay. I might not have her number, but I can email her.
Okay. Make sure that, just see if she would like to do a phone interview.
She never
little,
gave me her
little
number.
Holiday and tell her that I would like to because I'm embarrassed and she can listen to me saying I'm embarrassed at my behavior.
Can I name it? It's Mike O'Mara's 12 Apologies of Christmas.
My 12 Apologies of Christmas. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I know that we're doing the 12 days of fruitcakes.
Yes, we are. Yes.
But
got that coming up right in a minute.
I was watching. I never get a chance to watch The Ellen Show. Well, mm-hmm. simply because I don't watch The Ellen Show.
Right.
And then my lovely girlfriend was watching it the other day, and they're doing the 12 days of gift giving.
Is
right?
she giving all that stuff to her audience?
This is the first time I've ever seen it.
It's fun to watch.
Amazing.
Isn't it?
They trade out amazing gifts.
I don't enter anything online.
Right.
I gave my personal email, my phone number. To Ellen.com or whatever, Ellen.tv, whatever her website is, because the stuff she gives away right. is
amazing.
Phenomenal.
It's a great show.
Now, will she do it long distance, or do you have to be in the studio
so,
audience?
So, this is because I read the rules. So, basically...
You read the rules. I can't. You know what? I swear to God, I could take Oscar Santana 101 for 6 semesters, and I'd still not be able to figure him out.
I know.
He's doing this. Yes. This is like, you know, he's
all
like,
of a sudden he goes from being a, you know, the prince of podcasting to a right. daytime television enthusiast.
He goes from being like our business brain, and then suddenly he's doing puppy dog tails just like you.
Yeah. I want to win sweaters.
He's the guy that'll come in. I don't play the lottery. Hey, we have to get that too on the show today.
Oh, yeah.
Don't remind me before we get out
we'll
of here.
We'll do.
We got to make a call on that.
We'll
right,
do. So I legitimately get on and I read the rules, and it says that 15 people online win every day.
Really?
So,
but it's just the gift of that day.
It's just the but they have like 12 gifts
that are
for
amazing.
That day.
Yeah,
I'll take one of them for. God's
are they
sake.
Mostly chick gifts though?
No,
electronic stuff. Right?
Electronics. They gave away a big TV, 55 inches, a Sonicare toothbrush, a DSLR camera.
Hey, Oscar Zabalios.
I was blown
like
away.
That. They like that too.
They gave away the new one of those new Bissell vacuums. No, it wasn't the Bissell vacuum, which is a real expensive one.
A Dyson.
A Dyson that turns into the little like dustbuster.
Yeah, so you can you can do your stairs.
Yeah, it's a $400 vacuum.
It, it's amazing.
Some might say 400% markup.
Those things really suck.
What?
So I got wrapped up, went online, and 15 people went online, and I think like 5 people went on Twitter. It's just really cool.
That's a, so. Yeah, we'll, let, you know, if you win,
Christmas.
You'll know
everybody's getting all those gifts.
You know what this is?
What's
this
that?
Is Christmas Oscar.
This is Christmas Oscar.
It is Christmas Oscar.
Oscar's the little boy.
He's giddy.
The little latchkey kid that actually wants to get a present.
He's
today.
The little boy. He's the little boy that entered the contest.
That's right. Speaking of gifts, let's do it right now.
Oh, okay.
What you making? Fruitcake.
That's right.
What you baking? Fruitcake. fruitcake.
Absolutely. It's time for our fruitcake contest. Are we all done taking entries?
I think it's still open. You can
enter. Still open? How do they do that?
They go to fruitcake.com, send us an email. All you have to do is include your name, your phone number, your address, and a few sentences, 50 words or less, as to why you'd want a fruitcake.
It's fruitcake@michaelmarischow.com.
Now, the subject of this email is scrum-diddly-umptious. This comes from Michael. Michael writes, "Hey guys, I think I deserve a fruitcake because
why?
I've never had a fruitcake. When I was about 5, I watched the Pee-wee Herman Christmas special, and Pee-wee hated the fruitcakes. So in turn, I hated fruitcakes. Love the show. I've been listening to you guys with my parents even when I was 5, and I was boycotting fruitcakes.
Oh,
so
cool.
We love that.
Why
and,
did Pee-wee hate fruitcakes?
Let's call this guy right now.
Running gag, I suppose. He hated salesmen too. Yeah. Remember, you'd get a knock at the door, and it'd be the salesman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that part.
Oh yeah, that was from the Saturday morning
show.
Yeah,
calling Michael Arnold.
I never watched it when I was hungover.
Of Crofton,
Crofton, Maryland.
Yeah. Yes. That's sort of cool. Local, right?
Yeah, I did some time in Crofton.
Now, there's the one. I put the one in there today.
The number you have dialed is not in service.
Let's try it
try
again.
One more
Please
time.
Let's try again.
Technology's not your friend today, Mike.
No, I swear to God, it's not.
He just deleted and blocked the operator.
See you later, lady.
Yeah. Now, based on yesterday, this should go
Kick
right
rocks.
Through. There we go. I don't have to get that down.
Can you mute it? Thank you. I think he's going to answer today. I think we're going to have a winner today.
This guy's ready to win.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on.
Big money, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money, big money.
No way.
Remember next year.
Small money.
Hey! Finally, somebody answers the phone. Michael Arnold of Crofton, Maryland?
Yeah.
Congratulations, sir. You are the big winner of a fruitcake.
Woohoo!
How do you feel?
I feel like $1 million.
Look at him. He's happy.
Well, how high are you?
I don't buy it.
No.
I don't think he feels like
he's in probably in his office right now.
Are you in your office right now, Michael?
I just stepped outside, so I can talk a little bit better now.
Oh, good.
What do you do for a living, Michael?
I work security.
Oh, you're a security?
So you just walked off your post?
Get into the building and steal now.
I got all the pens.
Are you you work network security, that type of thing?
No. I work security over at a mall.
Oh, okay. You're a mall cop?
Yep.
Like Kevin James?
I am
so...
Paul Blart.
I am so... Paul Blart got the fruitcake.
That's awesome.
I am so... this is a big question for me, because really this is the one aspect of your job where I would actually become a security. Do you get to ride the Segway scooter?
I don't, but the adjoining mall does. It's not fair.
Do you carry a gun?
No.
And how has the traffic been during the holiday season so far? Any major altercations? Any hooligans? Any young bucks that you've had to, teach a lesson to?
I had some 17-year-olds playing shenanigans in here, and then they got into a car accident. So.
Oh, wow.
So the 17-year-olds stole some mannequins?
No.
No, shenanigans.
Oh, shenanigans.
Yes.
How do you know they got into they got into a car accident in the parking lot?
Yeah, I got him on camera.
All right, Malcolm.
I love it.
All right, Michael, congratulations. The fruitcake will be coming your way for the holidays. Enjoy, my friend, and thanks for supporting TMOS, man.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas, Michael. There he goes. All right. Okay.
What a nice guy.
A good guy.
Very, very,
this is why I love the show.
Yes.
That the guy who is working his post.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a mall cop or a real officer.
Right.
Can walk outside and take a phone call from this radio show. Yes.
Meanwhile,
that is a win.
Meanwhile, they're looting the Mrs. Fields.
It really should be pointed
so cool.
out that everybody that we have not reached that has won a fruitcake has contacted us and apologized.
Yeah.
And really,
that's
terrific.
We've got the best listeners in the world.
We have tremendous listeners.
As
We're
a matter
really
of fact, I think it was
that.
Yesterday's. He sent me a note and he said, sorry I missed the call. Want you to know I've already made a donation to St. Jude's.
Oh, cool.
And because, we did ask them to make a small charitable gathering. You know.
As a mall cop. Think
charitable.
Thank you.
Right. As a mall cop, think about that's the people watching of all people watching. Because you're in the mall, right?
Right.
And then if he's got access to those security cameras as well.
Next level, yeah.
Like he's legitimately
It
mall
is.
You know what I used to do when I was a kid? I used to sit in the mall and I'd roll a nickel and see who would pick it up.
Well,
it was the
evil.
Greatest people watching.
But, you know, there is the stigma. And you know what? I'm glad that he stood up and said that he was a mall cop.
Yeah. Right.
There is that stigma, especially after the mall cop show with Paul Blart.
And he got boned because of the segues, apparently, at the other mall across the street.
Yeah, the better
jealous.
Mall. Yeah.
You know, you cannot look, especially when they make you wear the helmet. You know, nothing says doof more than cruising around on that Segway scooter.
You know what's funny is that for years, while even though he wore a helmet on the field, Sonny Jurgensen never wore a helmet when he used his Segway scooter.
Here I am, Rob.
He had a Segway?
Christmas shopping.
Redskins Park.
No.
When they first came out.
Oh, my
God. And he rode around.
Yeah. I wonder if he had a number 9 on it.
Hello. I'm Sonny Jurgensen, smoking my cigar on my Segway scooter.
Keep your center of gravity low, Sonny.
There we go. Hot dog.
Hot dog.
I'm Sonny Jurgensen. Yes, sir. Sonny gets to do whatever he wants because he was a Redskin.
Didn't the founder of Segway roll off a cliff?
I think he did.
He did. He did.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry,
he did.
I shouldn't be laughing.
It was the
at
worst
that.
Segway
not funny.
Accident.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
It was the worst Segway accident since I used to run board at WJFK.
That's a radio joke.
No, but he really did pass.
So I wanted to make, let's get through a few things here.
That's
ice
sad,
cream
right?
review, since it is okay, the holiday season. Yeah. A lot of people will be running out and buying confections.
Yes.
And I gave you a review of a weather forecast, who I didn't like, Sue Palka with her terrible map.
Yes.
And now I will give you a review of ice cream. It is my opinion that if you are going to go out to a specialty store for ice cream...
Mike, they're called parlors.
That ice cream should be superlative.
I agree. You
I'm
going to
do that today after the show.
You have a couple
you are.
Great
you're
ones.
You're going to get ice cream?
You want to go together?
No, I can't. I can't do ice cream because I did it over the weekend.
You have a couple great ones in this town.
Ice cream parlors?
Well, Klein's on 28 is
yes,
great.
Yes, this is true.
And the other one you took me to?
That's the soft serve, and that is, well, I am sorry, Baskin Robbins. Loud on number 6.
No!
Whoa!
Oh, Baskin it's Oscar's Robbins. Favorite cheat is Jamocha Almond Fudge.
Yeah.
Baskin Robbins.
Remember when that wrestler banged my ex-girlfriend yes. and I came here with a pint of Jamocha Almond Fudge?
It was a quart.
I know. I hate to break your
quart?
Heart.
It was a quart.
Oh!
That is bad ice cream.
It's not.
It is bad
what
ice cream.
What flavor did you get?
I got mint chocolate chip.
That's their signature best flavor.
That is not good ice cream.
Oh, it is.
Because it's not chocolate chip. It's chocolate shavings.
And that's the way it has to be
no,
for mouthfeel.
No, it's got to be.
You good. Don't know good ice cream.
Okay, Rob
incidentally,
is right.
Okay, you,
Rob
you,
is right.
All right, you know what? All right, we're going to have a taste test. I will stack up the chocolate chip from Ben & Jerry's against the chocolate chip from Baskin Flavorless.
No. It's
it
I
is
think
not good
it's
ice
different.
Cream.
It's different. And look, traditionally, look, and I absolutely love Ben & Jerry's ice cream.
I do too. It's the best on the
but
market.
They are kind of your, it's just a different animal. Like they play by their own rules, Mike. Mm-hmm. Ben & Jerry's decides what they want to do, when they want to do it. Baskin Robbins has 31 flavors and they stick to them.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is with this phone? It is the mute button.
Why?
It is, I am always, you're always asking me to mute it.
Yeah.
And I have to do that as soon as I have previously dialed the number.
Right.
Then I cannot do that before.
I think that Baskin Robbins in many ways would be a second tier ice cream to a Ben & Jerry's flavor. Yeah. But their mint chocolate chip has been my favorite for, I would say, 40 years. It's green, yeah. Which I think is important.
Can't go wrong there.
And the chocolate flavor is excellent, and it has to be shaved because you have even melting
Hello.
In your mouth.
Hey, baby, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm listening to your show on Friday, and I'm changing the baby, and the phone's ringing. And
oh, I'm sorry. You got a lot to do. Dinner. Real quick, the boys are giving me a lot of crap about my terrible review of Baskin Robbins ice cream.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yeah, what? Thank you. Thank you very much, Carla. Yep, we hated it, right? We threw it away.
Yeah, we did.
We got the mint chocolate chip, and I'll let you get back to the baby real quick. And Carla got the butter pecan.
Oh, right. Butter pecan's all right as
it
well.
I like that.
It's not like Ben & Jerry's ice
did
cream.
Did you buy it on the cone right out of scooped right out? Or did
no,
you
we
buy
bought
it?
We bought the pre-done pint.
That might be your problem.
That might be the problem. That
yeah,
might
we
be the
bought
problem.
The, what was it, a quart? I think it was a, we got 2 quarts.
Mm. Yeah.
Three.
We got three.
We got chocolate pecan and chocolate chip mint.
And they all sucked, right? And then we went out and got Haagen-Dazs gelato because it was so fantastic.
Do you have a date on the pints?
I shouldn't be eating ice cream, but we had an ice cream.
Wait. Rewind here.
Yeah.
You guys got 3 pints of ice cream.
Right.
They didn't satisfy you.
Right.
Quarts.
Well, we didn't eat them.
Yeah, but they didn't satisfy you.
Right.
But you, so you said, you know what? That's not fair. We're going to go get Haagen-Dazs.
I ran out to the food line because Carla was having a craving.
Yeah. Carla was?
What, Carla, were you having the craving?
I was.
Yeah, thank you very much. Right, that's the truth. So yeah. I ran out and got that. And I got the salted caramel, which was amazing.
Oh, I've had it. It's very, very good.
You had it?
Of course I have.
Of course, yes. Of course you have.
I had a craving, too. It was called 2012.
The boys seem to really like Baskin-Robbins, so we might want to give it another try.
The pre-packed stuff, that's where you made your mistake. Yeah. You got to go to the fresh stuff, because you're not turning it over fast enough.
Can you go in and get like a fresh scoop?
Right from them, yes.
Right there? Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
My first job ever outside of the newspaper route and picking up trash around my neighborhood.
Was working there?
Was working there at 14.
Oh, I didn't know. Wow. I had no idea. Yeah. All right, honey, the next time we try it, we're going to have to do the hand-packed, okay?
Well, okay.
Okay, but you're not going to go back, are you?
No, I really don't like ice cream, so.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Goodbye. Say hi to the king for me.
I will.
All right. Bye,
guys.
There
you go.
I bet she doesn't say hi.
She doesn't like ice cream.
Doesn't like ice cream or movies.
Hello there. Hi, how are you? Also, before we go to break here, I got an idea for your dad.
What's that?
Horny Bob Spiewak. This is my idea for you.
Yes.
On social networking, getting back to it once again. He should put up a pinup of the day. He loves it. He does it randomly now, but we should put the pressure on him. And they can be not oldies. They can be modern. They can be just a photo of a woman every day.
I shall task him with this. And I will always do the same content. He'll put up the some fabulous pinup from the last 50 years. I always say the same thing. She seems nice.
Exactly. Yeah. I saw his picture of the cute girl from like 1945 or whatever. Right after I saw the picture of you and I standing in front of our gong, and I had red wine teeth.
We both did.
Jesus, that's disgusting. Take that down. We will take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this. It's one of those days, just frantic getting all this stuff in here. So much to talk about.
Maybe you need some gelato.
Don't feel like I got any of my points across.
Do you have a craving?
No, none whatsoever. Yeah, I do.
We can send an intern.
You know what I'd like to do? I have a craving for some soda pop.
Oh,
I would love some soda.
But where do we have to go somewhere to get it?
I hate to have to carry the soda. It's so heavy.
You don't have to do that either.
What?
You can go into my kitchen and use my soda stream machine.
Get out of my kitchen!
It's the fizziest gift of the holiday season. Perfect for the whole family and for anyone who enjoys sparkling beverages.
Hi there, beverage.
You can make a huge variety of sparkling drinks in less than 30 seconds with a SodaStream Home Soda Maker. Favorites like Ocean Spray Sparkling Cranberry Juice drinks. Or try the SodaStream Happy Hour Cocktail Mixers like Fizzy Margarita and Cosmopolitan.
Do they have one that tastes like a meatball?
Where's that meatball? Super easy to use. Just fill the bottle with cold water, push the button to carbonate the water, and add your choice of flavor, and that's it. You got a great homemade soda.
Best grape soda in the world.
Make it the way you like it. You control the flavor. You control the fizz. It's useful. It's fun. It's delicious. SodaStream. Truly the perfect holiday gift. And don't forget to buy one for yourself, too, because it's great for holiday entertaining.
Yep.
I saw one in a big box store the other day. Mm. SodaStream costs less than $100. It's available nationwide at Bed Bath & Beyond, Walmart, Target, Costco, and all of your favorite retailers. Check out SodaStream.com to find stores near you. SodaStream, better bubbles made by you.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need. A comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, news you may not need.
Just don't feel like I made any of my points today.
I think you've done better than you think. When you listen back to the show, as you do every day, you'll see that you did very well.
Thank you. Time magazine selected Pope Francis as its person of the year today.
Francis!
saying the Roman Catholic Church's new leader has changed the perception of the church in an extraordinary way in a short time. Always like it when two things happen. And it can go sometimes in a very different way with the person of the year. I like it when it's somebody that everybody knows.
Yes.
So the Pope fits that category. And also somebody who's done some good in the world. I like that as well.
Because they always set the table. They have made exceptionally evil people person of the year.
Yeah, I think Hitler was one
in like 37 or 38, I think. I was surprised that Robin...
The difference between me and you is I don't remember the year.
I'm shocked Robin Thicke didn't get it. Maybe next year, buddy.
The former Argentinian cardinal, his name, real name, Jorge Bergoglio.
Or something.
He was selected in March as the first Latin pope, and he's, by and large, done some things that are progressive, and I think that's a good sign.
Well, he changed the view of the Catholic Church in such a small span of time.
He really has done that in a very short period
of time. And that's because of his former job. He used to be a bouncer.
Hey, Cardinal. Backers of a narrowly drawn budget deal are selling it as a way to stabilize Congress's shaky fiscal practices and mute some of the partisan rancor that has helped send lawmakers' public approval ratings plummeting. But the bipartisan pact doesn't solve long-term tax and spending issues, leaving liberals and conservatives alike grumbling.
So nothing's going to happen.
You know, no, here's the thing. Hey, grumblers, lick it. Bite it. Just shut up. I mean, if it's something that brings people together, at least temporarily, you can use that as a stepping stone to address the big issues.
Right.
So you're always going to get people that are going to grumble. The agreement, among other things, seeks to restore $63 billion in automatic spending cuts affecting programs ranging from parks, national parks, to the Pentagon. The deal to ease those cuts for 2 years is aimed less at chipping away the deficit than it is at trying to help a dysfunctional capital stop lurching from crisis to crisis.
Yeah.
And I do believe you would find the vast majority of Americans would probably say, if that's what it does, for now, that's good enough, at least
something.
Better than the stalemate
I'll
that we
take
have.
Anything that's a step in the right direction,
yeah, no
even
more
a
shutdowns.
Tiny step.
Yeah. Recognizing the deeper problems may lurk behind the botched rollout of the healthcare website, President Barack Obama's top health official Wednesday called for an investigation into management and contracting decisions.
Good.
Well, good timing on that.
Yeah.
Is that not now they're doing an investigation?
Then they rearranged the deck chairs on the Titanic.
God. Health and Human Services Secretary, the lady should have been fired, Kathleen Sebelius.
Ha!
She said in a blog post early Wednesday that she is asking the department's inspector general to investigate the contracting process, management, performance, and payment issues that may have contributed to the flawed launch of healthcare.gov. Well, that's good. Well, really, what good does it do? Just fix it.
And then Sebelius went on to say, never buy the prepacked quarts of ice cream.
Amen. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Should go today and do a taste test.
I can't.
Let's go now.
I can't. All right, let's go.
Really?
Yeah,
let's just do it.
Right now.
Ice cream cone.
A man who provided sign language. Have you heard this story?
Yes, and I don't want to laugh because it's not funny.
A man who, but the balls of this guy.
I know.
A man who provided sign language interpretation on stage for Nelson Mandela's memorial service, attended by scores of heads of state, was a fake. National Director for the Deaf Federation of South Africa said that on Tuesday. The unidentified man seen around the world doing sign language is a ruse.
Yeah, he was just making it up.
He was just moving his hands around, but there was no meaning in what he used his hands for.
How does
a deaf person not run out of the audience and like tackle the guy?
That's true. That's true.
Well, no one's going to hear them.
Statement,
yeah. All the deaf people.
That's like the dumbest thing I've said all day.
Get him.
That is the stupidest thing I've said.
Yeah.
How does a deaf person in South Africa not stop him? That's so stupid. Like all deaf people. How does a deaf person not use their magic powers?
How does an
that have been heightened because of their deafness?
How does an ill-tempered, angry deaf person?
Kill him.
When they hear about this.
Such an idiot.
I think what you were trying to say, Mike.
Yes, thank you, Oscar.
Is how does the Secret Service not realize this is happening?
I know.
Yeah, you
That's
know this
what
is
trying to say.
Because if this guy is nuts enough to pretend that he's a sign language interpreter,
right?
Imagine what else he might be capable of.
This is as gutsy as the guy. Remember the guy that did the fake birth announcement for Prince George?
Yes.
That came out in the outfit and stood in front of the palace, and went, "Oh
yeah." Yeah, but he wasn't standing next to the Queen Mother.
And somehow,
that's true. This guy trumped him.
I appreciate the guy with the bell a little bit more because that was kind of mocking the whole thing.
True.
Whereas this was, just a guy that, that was a solemn occasion, although it was filled with joy commemorating the life of Nelson Mandela. You know, the guy, it's just terrible.
While you say that, I'm curious, do you have an opinion or do you have it about the selfie that the president took?
I do have an opinion on that. I actually wrote that down. And Obama and a selfie. Who gives an S?
I agree.
Worry about health care, okay? Really, if you're going to attack President Obama, attack him on what is shaping up to be the potential of a failed presidency based on this healthcare.gov situation. He takes a selfie with somebody. It was a celebration.
People don't realize
at that memorial is there was a lot of dancing and a lot of singing, and people were celebrating
joyously. Michelle is bitter.
Yeah, no. She's not looking happy.
She's upset. That white woman's trying
to steal her man.
Well, she's
upset because she actually, you don't know this.
So not true.
In high school, Michelle Obama was a member of Helping Hands, which is an organization that does sign language to music.
No, it's not Helping Hands. It was the Happy Hands Club from Napoleon Dynamite.
That's what a happy is, damn it.
And now Michelle Obama's going to perform as members of our Happy Hands Club.
And she couldn't understand a damn thing anyone was saying based on that sign language interpreter.
It was Denmark's prime minister.
And it was right after that Oscar said, "I did not know we were supposed to do a skit." Miami police say Lindsay Lohan is not being investigated in the beating of Paris Hilton's brother Baron over the weekend.
Stop that woman!
First of all, is Lindsay taking a little walk towards the big 3-0 now?
Gotta be.
And isn't Paris Hilton north of the big 30 now?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, correct.
So aren't they getting to the point where this is getting a little silly that they're at nightclubs and brawls?
Well, I mean,
I don't think so. I was in my 50s.
I love the fact that Lindsay Lohan is at least being considered as, like, essentially taking a hit out on a guy.
27. Right.
27 Lindsay years Lohan, old, Lindsay. Yes. A police spokesman says, quote, Lindsay's name is never mentioned. If she had orchestrated it, we would have been told, and we didn't receive that information. There are reports that Baron is no longer pursuing. I'm no longer pursuing charges. Baron Hilton. I am no longer pursuing Lindsay Lohan and legal action.
Hey, Baron.
Yes, Rob.
Do you find it hard to run your family's hotels with no thumbs?
I'm going down to the Puerto Rico property next week.
I apologize. You have extra thumbs. You have thumbs on your feet.
Get that, Abe? We would have had better sales at the Hilton properties without Lancelot Link.
Yes. Paris is 32.
She's 32?
Yes. There she is.
All right. There are reports that Baron Hilton... I can't say it now.
I can't either.
I can't. That Baron Hilton is no longer pursuing charges. One source says it's because someone who was at the party threatened to release photos that show the whole thing was his fault.
Oh,
so
okay.
So we'll have to wait and see about that. Or not. 6-year-old Hunter Yelton is a first grader in Cannon City, Colorado. I welcome your comments on this story.
Okay.
Last week, he was sitting next to a girl in music class. Even though they're six, they say they're each other's boyfriend and girlfriend.
Okay.
And Hunter gave her a kiss on the hand. Kind of cute.
All right.
The teacher saw this, sent him to the principal's office, and his mother was called, and even though the girl was totally fine with Hunter kissing her hand, he was suspended from school. He is also going to get a mark on his permanent record for sexual harassment.
Mm. Oh, that's
a
not.
A six-year-old.
That is not cool.
That's very, very weird.
My thought on it is that I can understand in certain cases zero tolerance for that because it sometimes makes decision making easier.
Right.
But to label a 6-year old as a sexual discrimination?
Sexual harassment.
That's not cool.
Yeah, and he doesn't win because he has cooties now, you know?
The school says that it fits under their definition of sexual harassment. They ban all kissing at school. They say Hunter's also got in trouble before for kissing the same girl on the cheek.
Yeah.
So who knows, but it seems a little heavy-handed for a six-year-old.
And then also, zero tolerance oftentimes can get you into trouble when it starts looking this stupid.
True. And now a little something-something. Last week, 26-year-old Kaylin Marie Potenza of Deerfield Beach, Florida, went to her ex's place to confront him with his new girlfriend. When she went to the door, he brandished a shotgun. So she ran off.
I guess.
And he also threw some boots at her when she was running away.
Nice boots.
So she did what everybody in Florida does. What's she came that? Back and used lighter fluid from his grill and her cigarette to set his door on fire.
Well, of course.
Shocker, she had a pack of smokes. His new girlfriend ended up putting out the fire. Kaylin was arrested for 2 counts of arson. She told the cops she did it, quote, I love Florida.
Why?
To get closure on her relationship.
Yeah, she learned a word on Dr. Phil, and she uses it to explain that she set a door on fire.
Her ex-boyfriend, Brian Morris, was also arrested because of the shotgun and throwing of the boots.
Yeah, well, boot throwing is bad.
He was charged with aggravated assault with a firearm and domestic battery, and they all know that this is the most wonderful time of the year.
It's been 1 week.
We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're glad to have you with us, and we would love you to check out a great website for the sports fan in your family. That website is Fanatics.com. Not only does Fanatics have the best prices, but they have incredible inventory.
Yes.
So you can find anything you want for that sports fan in your family. Jerseys, hats, hoodies, T-shirts, jackets, collectibles. Anything you want, go to Fanatics.com. Face it, local stores never have what you want.
They don't.
And when you're a man that has a large melon like Rob Spiewak,
yes.
How frustrating is it to go into a store that sells hats and then we don't have
it? Well, they don't have it. They just don't service it.
They do at Fanatics. Over 250,000 items in stock. They have the latest assortment of pro and college gear anywhere. all the good stuff. Let me repeat that. Over 250,000 gift ideas ready to go at Fanatics.com. And remember, if you use our code TMOS, you get the free shipping as well. You're going to buy a bunch of sweatshirts for somebody? That free shipping comes in very, very handy.
Sure do.
Get the best deals plus free shipping at Fanatics.com. Go to Fanatics.com and look for the promo box at checkout and just enter that great code TMOS.
It's the best code in town.
Sports fans shop there. Where all the sports fans shop, Fanatics.com. Remember our code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, December 11, 2013.
I should not be so emotionally susceptible, but I actually teared up a little this morning as the victim of a marketing ploy.
Oh.
But they did a great job. A tip of the Mike O'Mara Show hat to Canadian airliner. Have you ever heard of WestJet?
No, I heard of them yesterday, though. This is a great story.
They did a most amazing thing. They set up like a live talk to Santa kiosk at one of their gates.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be a pretty long flight, a Canadian city to a Canadian city. I think it was landing in Ontario. And Santa was there on like a satellite hookup. And because they had the roster of who was on the flight, when the parents would go up to the Santa, he knew the names of the kids because the tickets. And so it was a very magical, great Santa moment.
Because they would scan the barcode, the boarding
pass.
Exactly. Yes.
So they knew the names, and Santa appeared to know everything. And he closed every little talk with, "What do you want for Christmas?" And they told Santa.
Wearing the colors of the airline.
Yeah, he had
right?
a
like
purple,
a blue.
Purple Santa purple outfit. Shirt, right. What they didn't know is that there was a guy with Santa writing down what they wanted. As soon as the flight took off, they sent people out to stores in the destination city, bought them everything these people asked
so cool.
for.
It's a PR company that did it the right way and got the credit they deserve because everybody
it's beautiful.
Wins. It's
and
fantastic.
And here's the thing that I found so cool. They didn't just get the presents. When they were at the luggage carousel, they made it snow inside the airport. And when the buzzer goes off, instead of their suitcases coming down, wrapped presents to all of
them.
Yeah,
with
their names on them.
Pretty amazing stuff.
An amazing thing they pulled. Here are some highlights from the video. I posted it on our Facebook page,
okay.
The Mike O'Mara Show's,
cool.
and also my own Facebook page. This really got to me.
'Twas a night before Christmas, and all across the land, the good folks of WestJet had a miracle plan.
Oh, hello there! Is that Cohen? What are you looking for Christmas this year, Cohen? A choo-choo train?
Oh no, I'm sorry.
Classic.
You got to stop that.
Yeah.
They re-edited it because when they say, "Who is that? What are you looking for, Cohen?" He said, "I don't know what you can get. Get it. Get that right out. Take it away. He wants that train. I want this train. Doesn't
Cohen.
Matter to me. Yes.
Cohen.
Me and Daddy like for Christmas.
Big TV.
Yeah, big TV.
The guests never expected what they'd asked of Saint Nick would actually appear. It was all quite a trick.
So the family did get a 55-inch television.
Oh, my God.
They did.
One lady got a camera, which made her burst into tears. Obviously meant a lot. But the thing that I found as touching as anything is that a lot of people asked for airline tickets home.
To go home.
Just to be home for the holidays.
Right.
And this airline company gave them all tickets.
That's awesome.
So they can go home. So really, really, it's about a five-minute video and
brilliant.
Worth a watch.
And here's the thing that's neat about the world that we live in, especially the PR world.
Yeah.
Original ideas, not hard to find. And
true.
If this sets a trend, I would love to see that. How about some of the douchey American carriers do that?
Yeah, I'd like that.
Hey, Delta American, you know, you got your big old merger with your millions and billions of dollars. How about you do it? Wouldn't that be fun?
What would you ask for if you're at the kiosk?
But you see, here's the thing. You really can't ask that question because these people had no intention
no.
or thought that they were going to get
but
something.
But hypothetically, Mike shows up at the gate. This
yeah.
happens to him.
New laptop.
Yeah?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
New laptop.
Pre-packed ice cream.
Yes, from Baskin Robbins.
You know, what would you ask
I'm
for?
Sorry, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would ask for, so you wouldn't have to get a new laptop, that Mike's Facebook would be reinstated.
That is my Facebook
yeah.
wish. That
yeah,
is my
yeah.
Christmas miracle
yeah, yeah.
wish.
That's
I'd like
cute.
My Facebook to be finished.
I would ask for the end of genocide.
Why do you want a new laptop?
I guess I really don't. I guess I'd be happy with this if my Facebook worked.
Yeah, but on everything.
On everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, that's my Christmas wish.
Yeah, yeah.
I want my Facebook to be fixed.
All right, good.
And I don't want to have to like start over again to build my database
clearly,
of 5,000 friends.
You want whatever bug has infected you.
That's what
leave.
I want.
So mm-hmm. that was a good idea that WestJet had. A bad idea was CBS This Morning running this music over a montage of images over Nelson Mandela's widow.
We will have one more look at the moments that stand out from today's memorial for Nelson Mandela. It's coming up next on CBS This Morning.
Africa by Toto.
God, that's just,
not
it's
great.
Borderline racist, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, real right on the border, yeah. Don't oversimplify.
I do like that song.
Oh, it's a good song,
you're
but you
a
know
Toto
what?
Toto fan.
Yeah. Toto.
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 All right.
And I close today. He remains, I think, my favorite altogether talk show guest. Very close with Nathan Lane, but Tom Hanks was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show promoting his movie where he plays Walt Disney.
Right.
And he used two words I liked. He used D-Wad. I guess I can say it. He used Dick D-Wad. Wad and S-Wad. Oh,
hold on.
And
Mrs. O'Mara might be calling.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Hold on just a second. Baby, we're right at the end of the show.
Well, you wouldn't answer your cell phone. I figure I'd call this phone.
Okay. What's going on? We got 2 minutes before we got to wrap it up.
Lunch?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, darling.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays wow. for Mrs. O'Mara.
You essentially said, I can't do this now. And she said, yes, yes, yes.
Lunch?
How about lunch?
I
all
love
right,
her.
Let's run this quick.
I do love her.
Jimmy Kimmel is great with Tom Hanks.
I got a name for guys like you.
What is it?
Guys that don't signal when they change lanes.
What is that
I'm
name?
Behind you. And you just slide over without signaling.
Yeah. Yeah.
I say, hey, thanks for the signal, wad. Oh, like the world knows what you're going to do in that car. Like you send out an ESP message that says, I'm going to change lanes now, and I picked it up through like some dog vibrations or something. Use the signal, why? That's what it's there for.
What happened to nice Tom Hanks?
John, sitting there trying to crack up your wife because she's bored with you already.
He went on to say, after that interview, Robert Iger called, he's no longer allowed to play Walt Disney. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday.
That's a good little show. I just don't feel I got my points across.
Well, you'll figure it out over lunch.
For all technical support questions, for technical support questions regarding the Mike O'Mara Show, please contact our man, Matthew Bloom,
yeah, Tony
Pony Boom. Boy, at MikeOMaraShow.com. All correspondence for the show, TMOS, P.O. Box 3, Manassas, Virginia, 20108. And remember, our official e-voice line, Carla has it written down, 800-440-8167. And our bonus packages are still available.
Please, yes.
Go out and grab those today. You can get those at MikeOMaraShow.com as well. And we thank you for purchasing those. That keeps the show going. We need your support. Do that today. And you can also send them to gifts with Pony. Pony will help you send a gift
tell
to somebody.
Tell you how to do it. Yeah.
So thanks for listening. We'll see you next time with another brand new show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Hey, last thing. Don't forget to go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the Mangrate banner for the $19.99 holiday special. Mangrates are the grill enhancement system that will have you grilling like a pro for under $20. But you got to click that Mangrate banner at MikeOMaraShow.com. So do it, and do it now.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.